Okay. And you say, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, huh?
Scary.
Okay. And you say, you know that song, The Old Gray Mare, she...
Maybe once a year.
Okay. And you say, well, I don't understand why she's a grown up, she...
Grown?
Yeah. Or meaning, what I'm getting is the opposite of used to be. You say, I don't understand why
she used to.
Yeah, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
changed.
Yeah. Well, you say didn't used to be or used
didn't,
to be.
Didn't, no, didn't used to be, yeah. Okay. Didn't used to be afraid.
Okay. And somebody who goes out and leaves a lot of money on the table and goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say that they're mighty. Okay. And you say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
crazy.
Okay, would you use another word?
Crazy. Oh, no.
Use the word queer.
Yeah,
wrong.
Queer. Yeah, sort of queer, because she's a little bit crazy when you say queer, but they do odd things. You say crazy.
Okay. Does that word queer, has that changed meanings recently? I mean, do you still use that word and so forth?
Well, you don't use it as much that way as you used to, on account of it has another meaning now. You know, male homosexual referred to as queer, and that, for that reason you don't talk about other people being queer so much.
Okay. But it used to mean sort of just unsociable.
Yeah, sort of unsociable. Different. Yeah, somebody's not social, you say they are queer.
Okay, someone who makes up his own mind and then there's no use at all in arguing with him, he just won't listen at all, you say that he's mighty?
Stubborn.
Okay, any other word for that?
Hard-headed.
Yeah, hard-headed, that'd be a... They say he's hard-headed.
Okay, and somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper?
Say he's high-tempered, he can't take a joke.
Okay, and you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
mad.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just...
why now?
Or just keep...
keep better.
Or keep calm.
Well, keep on, yeah. Okay. Keep cool.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
tired.
Okay. And if you were very, very tired, you'd say that you were just...
worn out, or tuckered out, or petered out.
Okay.
Exhausted.
Yeah, exhausted. They were a little further along and worn and tired out.
Okay. If someone had been real well and all of a sudden you hear that they've got some disease, you might ask, well, when was it that she, what, sick? When
took sick.
Okay. And if a person had gone outside and gotten in the rain and gotten all wet and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running and so forth, you'd say that he had...
taking the cold.
Okay.
Taking the cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you said that he was...
hoarse.
Okay. And if he goes like this, it would be...
coughing.
Okay. And you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
sleepy.
Okay. Does the word drowsy and sleepy do the same thing?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And you say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
get up.
Okay, but before you get up, you have to...
wake him.
Okay. And you say, well, he's still sleeping. You better go in there and...
wake him.
Okay. And if you had gotten someone some medicine and went in there, the medicine was still not there, you might ask them, why haven't...